Hello, everybody. I'm George Myler. Thank you for coming back to the channel. This is about Robert Jenrick. Remember, yesterday, Kemi Badenoch sacked him from the Conservative Shadow Cabinet. He was Shadow Lord Chancellor and Secretary of State for Justice. So a big beat to the Conservative Party. Remember, runner-up in the Conservative leadership election in 2024. And some people thought he was going to become leader after the 7th of May if the Conservatives did very badly in this election. But she said that she found irrefutable evidence that he was planning to turn his coat and do so in a way that would wreak as much havoc in the Conservative Party as possible by its timing and so on. Now, the rumour is that he had written his resignation speech, a speech adumbrating his reasons for joining Reform UK, printed out and left it lying around, and somebody found it and gave it to her. So she made that announcement. It seems that she didn't check with him. Is this true? Are you planning to defect to Reform? Anyway, there was an awkward 5 hours. If you're Jenrick, what do you do? If he hadn't quite made up his mind, do you deny it? Do you just not answer the question? Because once the suspicion is out there, it's difficult for him to have a big future in the Conservative Party at all, unless he's going to lie and lie and lie and say that's a hoax. So he might have felt, well, he had to go. And he now says he's only 60% sure he was doing it, that he was going to do it. There have been rumours for some months he was going to do it. And I know there's at least one other Conservative Party MP who, and I won't say who it's, if it's a he or a she, is known to be considering going over to the other party. And I suspect that Jenrick won't be the last this parliament. I don't think there'll be a whole flood of them. A bit of a Johnny-come-lately now. So pause for 5 hours. And then he eventually said, OK, yes, I am. Presumably got in contact with Farage. Shall I do it? He's known to have met Farage, as Farage has confirmed. He's had several discussions with him over the past 12 months. Anyway, Sir Jenrick is now in Reform United Kingdom, saying he'd been in the Conservative Party since an adolescent in the late 90s, when the Tory party was deeply unpopular, particularly this generation. And he had some sort of emotional attachment. It was very difficult to disentangle himself from that and to accept that things had changed. That he's going over to Reform. And then he lambasted the Conservative Party, saying it's part of the failure of the United Kingdom of the past 20 or 30 years. Labour, the Conservative Party. Well, you were part of that failure, Jenrick. You're in the cabinet for some of that time. So you bear more responsibility than almost anybody else. And you've suddenly had the scales fall from your eyes. So you bear responsibility. So, okay, it's good news for Farage. It's also a sign that which way possibly the wind is blowing. But there's a less high-minded explanation for him joining Reform UK. An ulterior reason might have been he thought his seat in Newark was under threat from them. So the Conservatives got like 34% of the vote. Labour came second by about 25%. Reform UK with 15 percentage points. So that's you might think that's actually not very far behind. It is quite far behind, 19 percentage points. But of course, the Conservatives have fallen back. Reform UK have advanced. Labour's doing very badly. I mean, I think if Jenrick had stood even as a Conservative next time, he would have won again, but narrowly, partly because people like to be represented by famous members of Parliament. So there he is. I don't think he'll get that far in Reform UK. OK, he'll stand in his current constituency under the Reform UK banner. And the best thing for them, I suppose, would be to resign now, force a by-election. Sorry, ask to apply to be great steward of the Chiltern Hundreds, because theoretically, since 1624, you can't resign as an MP. Then be a re-elect in the Reform UK banner. Some good publicity for them. There'll be a slight chance it goes wrong and he loses, but maybe that's a risk worth taking. But he's got plenty of money from his career as a city lawyer, and his wife, who's Israeli, is a very wealthy banker. So don't need to worry about money if he's out of politics. But yeah, we shall see, because obviously Farage doesn't want to be overshadowed. And the problem for Reform UK is it's seeming like just a dumpster for failed Conservatives, people who are just, disenchanted with the Conservative and Unionist Party. So there we go. The rumours were true. Had it not been true, Kemi Badenoch would have been in trouble. A second, which she couldn't have. What if it was disputed? So luckily for her, he confirmed it was true. And she took this bold action. And that people, she's been widely applauded for dealing with it firmly and coming out on top. And it's made her position more secure. People were calling her just so bad enough, Badenoch. But actually, another reason is he thought that maybe Kemi Badenoch isn't going to do that badly. For the last month or so, there's been an uptick in the Conservative poll rating. and whereas the Reform UK has gone down a little bit. So maybe she's going to do all right in these May local elections and the Scottish parliamentary elections and the Senate elections. Nobody in his right mind thinks the Tories are going to form the Scottish government anytime soon. But to not do too badly, a good showing, you know, like 20 or 30 members of the Scottish Parliament to be the third biggest party would be decent. In the Senedd, again, to be the third biggest party would be respectable. I can't even remember how many there were 60 MSs. I'm not sure they're going to be next time, but to have like anything over 10 is not bad. And to win back a few English local authorities, so that maybe his chance of becoming leader is gone. Well, it's definitely gone now. He can't exactly redefect. That's why you want to be quite sure before you do it, because that is crossing a Rubicon, alea iacta est, someone I haven't warmed to as well. So who are the other possible contenders, people who challenged for the leadership last time? Mel Stride, probably too pale, male and stale. James Cleverly is James not so cleverly, that dimwit. I don't think he's going to get it. I mean, he's at least an ethnic minority person, which people say, well, that's good. The Conservative Party has to show it's changed. There's Priti Patel, an ethnic minority woman who was very important, a Home Secretary. So she's a possibility. Tom Tugendhat, okay, some people rate him. I don't think he's terrible. He's more personable than Jenrick. Jenrick is one of my least favourite of the lot. So many Conservatives always say good riddance to bad rubbish. All right. So thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan792@gmail.com. Goodbye.